7:30 a.m. Winter Weather Net.
Skywarn active.
This is Kilo 4 Bravo Golf Mike, K4BGM, Kevin in Raleigh, calling the Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Weather Net. Central Carolina Skywarn will now take winter weather reports. We are operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup is the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our second backup is the K4ITL 147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our third backup is the WB4TQD 145.39 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Youngsville, North Carolina, and is temporarily off the air. Our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. Those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Weather Net is a directed net, and all stations are encouraged to participate. A winter storm warning remains in effect until midnight tonight for all of our Central Carolina Skywarn coverage counties. Starting with Person, Granville, Vance, and Orange counties, winter storm warning remains in effect until midnight tonight. Low pressure over southern Georgia will move northeast and redevelop off the Carolina coast today. This will transport significant amounts of moisture across northern North Carolina, which will interact with very cold air near the surface and produce significant wintry precipitation. Precipitation types and accumulation. Heavy snow accumulations of 6 to 10 inches are expected by late this evening, with locally greater amounts near the Virginia border. Some sleet may mix in, especially south and east of Greensboro and Henderson, reducing accumulations. Timing and duration. Widespread precipitation will continue this morning before tapering off from west to east during the afternoon. While the snow will diminish across the Triad around midday, the snow will continue across the northeast Piedmont and northern coastal plain into the early evening hours. Accumulations of heavy snow and sleet will significantly impact travel across the warning area. Temperatures are expected to remain well below freezing through midday Monday. Travel will likely remain hazardous today and Sunday. People across the region should be prepared now for severe winter conditions. Those planning travel across the region during this time should make alternate plans as travel will become dangerous. For Warren, Halifax, Durham, Franklin, Chatham, and Wake counties, a winter storm warning remains in effect until midnight tonight. Low pressure over southern Georgia will move northeast and redevelop off the Carolina coast today. This will transport significant amounts of moisture across central North Carolina, which will interact with very cold air near the surface and produce significant wintry precipitation. Precipitation types and accumulation. Precipitation is expected to remain mainly snow near the Virginia border, with a mix of snow and sleet expected in the Triangle area and in the southern portions of the Triad. Storm total snow and sleet accumulations of 4 to 8 inches are expected, with slightly lower amounts south and east of Asheboro, Raleigh, and Lewisburg. Timing and duration. Widespread precipitation will continue this morning. While the snow will diminish across the Triad and Triangle around midday, the snow will continue across the northern coastal plain into early this evening. Some light freezing rain is possible later this afternoon, with a brief period of light snow possible early this evening before all of the precipitation ends before midnight. Accumulations of snow and sleet will significantly impact travel across the warning area. Temperatures are expected to remain well below freezing through midday Monday. Travel will likely remain hazardous today and Sunday. People across the region should be prepared now for severe winter conditions. Those planning travel across the region during this time should make alternate plans as travel will become dangerous. For Nash, Edgecombe, Johnston, Wilson, Lee, Harnett, Wayne, and Sampson counties, a winter storm warning remains in effect until midnight tonight. Low pressure over southern Georgia will move northeast and redevelop off the Carolina coast today. This will transport significant amounts of moisture across the southern Piedmont, Sandhills, and southern coastal plain. This will interact with very cold air near the surface to produce significant icing. precipitation types in accumulation. Potentially damaging ice accumulations of around a quarter of an inch are expected across the southern Piedmont, Sandhills, and coastal plain today. The heaviest icing is likely this morning through around midday. Widespread freezing rain will continue this morning before tapering off from west to east during the early afternoon. Occasional periods of light freezing rain and freezing drizzle are still expected into the evening hours, but additional accumulations should be limited. Damaging ice accumulations are expected across the area. The amount of ice expected will adversely impact travel and result in some downed trees and power lines. Gusty winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour along with the ice today will likely result in power outages. If you plan to use a portable power generator in your home, be extremely careful. Observe all safety precautions to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning, electrocution, or fire. Portable generators should only be operated outdoors in a dry and well-ventilated area. Never use grills indoors for heating or cooking due to the threat of carbon monoxide poisoning. The National Weather Service is seeking reports of precipitation type and accumulation. We will take winter weather reports at the bottom of each hour until the National Weather Service indicates that the event is over. During each net, we will ask for the following information. Call sign and name, your location, precipitation type, such as snow, sleet, freezing rain, or mixed precipitation with a predominant type. Rate of precipitation, whether light, moderate, or heavy. Any changeover in precipitation type, measured accumulation or accretion in the past hour, and a total measured accumulation or accretion for the event. Temperature, if available. Your wind speed and direction, if available. Sustained, not blinking power outages, and your current road conditions. We will now call for check-ins from stations that have winter weather reports. To check in, please call Net Control, pause to check for doubling, and when clear, give your call sign, name, and location. Once all stations have checked in, we will call you for your winter weather report. Stations with reports, please call Net Control, K4BGM now.
Net Control, K4BGM, KI4ZBU, Ricky and Rosewood.
K4VGM, this is W4MY, Marty Mobile in Central Nash County.
K4BGM, this is N0IAN in Wake County.
Okay, Net Control recognizes KJ4ZBU, Ricky, W4MY Mobile, Marty, and N0IAN in Wake County. Do we have any additional stations wishing to check in? Please call K4BGM. Okay, nothing heard. Small group this morning. Let's start with Ricky, KJ4ZBU. This is K4BGM. Go ahead with your report.
Good morning, this is KI4ZBU in Rosewood in Wayne County, North Carolina. It's been sleeting all night and pretty intensely. And the temperature is about 24 degrees and it's sleeting heavily now. And we picked up an additional inch, so we got 3 inches of sleet on the ground and on the roads and everything. And it's still sleeting. And that's about all I've got to report. There's been no snow or anything mixed with it. It's just sleet. KI4ZBE back to Net Control.
Okay, KI4ZBU. I copy Rosewood in Wayne County. Precipitation type is sleet, rate is heavy. Total accumulation of 3.0 inches thus far. Temperature 24 degrees and roads are currently covered. Could I have your specific location in Rosewood, please?
I'm 6 miles west of Goldsboro on North Carolina Route 581 South.
Okay, thank you very much. NC4VA, K4BGM, do you copy direct?
I copy, NC4VA.
Okay, KI4ZBU, thank you very much. Moving on to Marty, W4MY Mobile in Nash County. Go ahead, sir, with your report.
Good morning, Net Control and the Net. I am Mobile, W4MY, name is Marty. In central Nash County on US 64 heading east, not by choice, by necessity. The precipitation type is freezing rain, it's light. The road conditions are hazardous. The snow is powdery and loose on the road. The temperature is well below freezing to the point that the salt on the road is not wetting the snow. I guess that's below 24 degrees, and I'm traveling at 30 miles an hour, and everything seems to be pretty safe. Everybody is driving safely out here. That's my report, W4MY in central Nash County. I'm probably about 2 miles west of Nashville on US 64.
Okay, W4MY, Marty, I copy central Nash County on US 64 heading east. You are approximately 2 miles west of Nashville. Precipitation type is light, freezing rain. Roads are hazardous, covered with powdery loose snow. I'm assuming you don't have an accumulation because you're mobile, correct?
Well, I mean, it would only be a guess. There's a lot of snow. This morning when I left, I swept the snow out of the bed of my pickup truck, and there was approximately 3 to 4 inches in the bed of the pickup truck, but that is an approximate, that's not measured.
Okay, thank you very much. NC4VA, do you copy direct?
I copy that report. Good morning, Marty. And Marty, if you notice that cars are, spinning off the road or whatever, be interested in that as you travel US 64 East. NC4VA, back to net.
Will do, Virginia. Thanks. 73, W4MY.
Okay, W4MY, thank you very much. Moving on to N0IAN in Wake County. Go ahead, sir.
This is N0IAN, Ian in Wake County. Good morning, everyone. I have moderate sleet falling now. It keeps going between light and moderate sleet. I measured the total accumulation. I have a better number than my 630 report. I have 3 inches on grassy surfaces, and I went out on the road and actually measured 2 inches standing on the road.
Okay, N0IAN, Ian in Wake County. Could I have your specific location in Wake County, please?
Certainly. It's like it was before. It's Possum Track Road and the intersection with Waterman Drive.
Okay, I copy. Possum Track Road and Waterman Drive. Precipitation type is sleet. Rate is moderate. Total accumulation of 3.0 inches, and there are currently 2.0 inches on the road. NC4VA, do you copy direct?
Yes, I do. NC4VA.
N0IAN, thank you very much for that report. Are there any other stations with winter weather reports that would like to check in? If so, please call Net Control K4BGM.
K4BGM. Here's KB7 in LA, Mike in Window.
K4BGM. KF4VXJ, David.
Okay, you may have to come back and correct me here. I have David, KI4BravoXJ. If that's incorrect, let me know. And also Mike, and I copied on Mike KB7. David, do you have any corrections on KI4BXJ?
Oh, yeah. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Victor X-ray Juliet, David.
Oh, wow, okay. KF4VXJ, David, okay. And Mike from Window, I copy KB7.
So hopefully the repeater isn't having a problem, or I'm not. KB7, November, Lima Alpha.
Okay, KB7, November, Lima Alpha. That's most likely not the repeater. That's probably me after getting up a little while ago and not being a morning person. Thank you very much. Okay, KB7, NLA, Mike and Wendell, go ahead with your report.
Okay, this is Mike, KB7, NLA. Indian Trail and 97 here in Wendell, Eastern Wake County. In the grassy areas, I have a measured 4 inches of snow, probably about a half an inch accumulation in the last hour to, not 100% there since I wasn't, not sure how accurate I was with the measurement last time, but probably about a half an inch accumulation in the last hour, and we have turned over from mostly snow to mostly sleet. Occasional snow in there, flakes in there, but I think it's, from what I can tell, mostly sleet out here now, and fairly light. It comes and goes. It's not very consistent out there. And I don't have a temperature or weather, or temperature or wind or measured wind speed. Wind direction would be out of the north to northwest, from what I am getting over here. KB7 NLA.
KB7 NLA. Do you have any road conditions?
No, sir. No road conditions to speak of out here, since I don't drive. KB7 NLA.
Okay, Mike, I copy. You're in Wendell at Indian Trail and 97 in Eastern Wake County. Precipitation type is sleet, rate is light. Hourly accumulation is roughly a half an inch with a measured total accumulation of 4.0 inches. Wind is north-northwest and unknown road conditions. NC4VA, do you copy direct?
QSL, NC4VA.
Okay, moving on to KF4VXJ David. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Let's see. Moderate to light sleet, temperature 2.2. Measured precipitation on cold vehicle is 3.8 inches. Measurement on grassy area is 2.7. We'll walk up, get the paper, and we'll check on road conditions fairly soon.
Okay, David, can I have your location, nearest cross street in town?
Roger that. Location is my QTH. I need more caffeine like you. Juniper Court. Nearest street is Juniper Street, Juniper Court intersection. And I'll check that when I get the paper in a few minutes.
Okay, I copy Juniper Street and Juniper Court. Precipitation type is sleet, light to moderate. Total accumulation on the ground is 2.7 inches. There were 3.8 inches on the vehicle. Temperature 22 degrees. Waiting on road conditions. NC4VA, do you copy?
QSL.
Okay, KF4VXJ, thank you very much. Are there any other stations with winter weather reports who would like to check in? If so, please call Net Control K4BGM now.
K4BGM, this is K4WFJ, Jack in Wake Forest.
Okay, Net Control recognizes K, I hope I'm not doing this one bad too, K4WFJ, Jack in Wake Forest. Please go ahead with your report.
K4BGM, this is K4WFJ. You're right there, Kevin. I have a little ditty there. I'm Wake Forest Jack, so you'll never forget me now, right? Wake Forest Jack, I'm in Wake Forest. My name is Jack. Anyway, I just got out of bed and to the sounds of beating sleet on my window. So let me get the report. Report is 24.1 degrees outside. We have 3 inches of snow here. It is presently sleeting outside. The sleet is moderate. The roads are totally snow covered with 3 inches of snow on them. And the winds are calm as much as I can tell right now. I see no movement outside. This is K4WFJ back to K4BGM.
Okay, K4WFJ, I copy Wake Forest. Precipitation type is sleet, rate is moderate. Total accumulation of 3.0 inches, temperature of 24.1 degrees, winds are calm, and roads are covered with about 3 inches. NC4VA, do you copy direct?
Affirmative, NC4VA.
Okay, K4WFJ, thank you for the report. We do have a special weather statement that was just issued at 7:41 a.m. from the National Weather Service, and it reads as follows. Wintry precipitation continues early this morning. Snow continues near the Virginia border, while further south toward Greensboro and Raleigh, precipitation is mostly sleet with some snow as well. Sleet and freezing rain are common from Albemarle to Lillington to Wilson and areas southward. Wintry weather is forecast to continue into the mid-morning hours. Additional accumulations of snow through 10 a.m. near the Virginia border may exceed 1 inch, while the Triangle and Triad may add an additional half inch or so of mostly sleet. Further south, sleet accumulations will be less than 1/4 inch with some ice accumulation from freezing rain. Precipitation will become more scattered in the Triad and Albemarle toward mid-morning as drier air aloft moves into the Piedmont from the west. Further east, precipitation will continue to be mostly sleet or freezing rain as snow begins to move off to the northeast. Many roads are covered with snow, sleet, or ice. Driving conditions will continue to be hazardous. If at all possible, avoid travel this morning. A winter storm warning remains in effect for all of Central North Carolina until midnight tonight. And this is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The next winter weather net will be held at 8:30 a.m. on this repeater. If you observe a significant change in precipitation, such as a changeover from rain to sleet, sleet to snow, or vice versa, or any significant reports, cars off the road, etc., please call net control K4BGM before the next scheduled net, and I'll take that report. The winter weather net is now closed. On behalf of Central Carolina Skywarn, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for use of the repeater, the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority, and all stations for their reports. I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn, clear.
K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
Go ahead, Virginia.
Kevin, you're doing such a great job. And this is working well with me copying while you're taking the reports, so much so that can you do 11:30 a.m. in addition to 12:30? And I'll just continue the copying. That would lighten the load on me at 11:30 rather than taking and, you know what I mean, copying and trying to enter it in at the same time.
Absolutely, not a problem. I can do 11:30, and I think I'm scheduled for 12:30 as well.
That's correct. Okay, that'll be great. Thanks, and you're doing fine. Just fine. NC4VA, clear.
K4BGM.
NC4VA, this is W4MY calling.
W4MY, this is K4BGN. Do you have a report?
K4BGN, W4MY. Yeah, she asked me to count the cars on the side of the road as I traveled eastward to Rocky Mount, and there was one stranded car, and they were being assisted. But the count between the Nash-Franklin County line and Rocky Mount on 64 was one.
Okay, do you remember more precisely what the location of that one car was?
Was right near the Highway 58 Nashville exit. It was right there at the exit.
Okay, so this was on Highway 58 right at the Nashville exit?
No, it was at on Highway 64, US 64 eastbound near... within sight of the Highway 58 crossover and the exit.
About what time was that?
It would have been at about 8:35. I'm sorry, 7:35.
Got it. Appreciate that very much. How fast are you going on the highway?
I was able to make 35 in the best spots.
Okay, sounds pretty treacherous then. Thanks a lot, NC4VA.
Okay, good morning, W4MY.
NC4VA, NC4VA, KF4VXJ.
KF4VXJ, NC4VA.
Okay, road conditions, Laurel Hill Sub, sleet and snow covered, look passable with care, measured 1.1 inches at intersection Juniper Street, Juniper Court. Also at that location on ground, 3 inches.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for that update, and we'll add it to your previous report. Appreciate it, David.
NC4VA, KI4DCR.
Hey, Charles.
Got a heavy sleet over here, about 2.75 inches on the ground, measured on the back deck. No wind, thank goodness. And road conditions are travelable. You just gotta, as a guy said on one of the other repeaters a while ago, drive like you got some sense. And Ace Hardware is open and McDonald's is open, so we're getting ready to venture out into it. KI4DCR.
Charles, before you go, I've got your heavy sleet, 2.7 inches measured. Give me your location.
Volant Drive and Hemp Hill Drive. V-O-L-A-N-T and Hemp Hill, H-E-M-P-H-I-L-L.
Okay, got it. Thanks, Charles. NC4VA. And I'm going to ask all other stations to hold their reports if they would till 8:30 net, unless you've got a changeover. Appreciate the update from David and the report from Charles. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
8:30 a.m. Winter Weather Net.
Skywarn active.
This is K4BGM, Kilo 4 Bravo Golf Mike, Kevin in Raleigh calling the Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Weather Net. Central Carolina Skywarn will now take winter weather reports.
KJ4RCI, North Raleigh.
KJ4RCI, K4BGM. If you have a report, sir, could you hold on until I call for reports here in a moment?
Sorry to jump you like that. I'm just walking my vehicle. I'll be out shortly.
Okay, no problem. Stand by for a couple minutes. We are operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup is the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz. This repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our second backup is the K4ITL 147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Our third backup is the WB4TQD 145.39 repeater with a tone of 82.5. This repeater is located in Youngsville, North Carolina and is temporarily off the air. Our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. Those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. The Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Weather Net is a directed net, and all stations are encouraged to participate. A winter storm warning is in effect for all of our Central Carolina Skywarn coverage counties. Starting with Person, Granville, Vance, and Orange counties, a winter storm warning remains in effect until midnight tonight. Low pressure over southern Georgia will move northeast and redevelop off the Carolina coast today. This will transport significant amounts of moisture across northern North Carolina, which will interact with very cold air near the surface and produce significant wintry precipitation. Precipitation types and accumulation. Heavy snow accumulations of 6 to 10 inches are expected by late this evening, with locally greater amounts near the Virginia border. Some sleet may mix in, especially south and east of Greensboro and Henderson, reducing accumulations. Timing and duration. Widespread precipitation will continue this morning before tapering off from west to east during the afternoon. While the snow will diminish across the Triad around midday, the snow will continue across the northeast Piedmont and northern coastal plain into the early evening hours. Impacts. Accumulations of heavy snow and sleet will significantly impact travel across the warning area. Temperatures are expected to remain well below freezing through midday Monday. Travel will likely remain hazardous today and Sunday. People across the region should be prepared now for severe winter conditions. Those planning travel across the region during this time should make alternate plans as travel will become dangerous. For Warren, Halifax, Durham, Franklin, Chatham, and Wake counties, a winter storm warning remains in effect until midnight tonight. Low pressure over southern Georgia will move northeast and redevelop off the Carolina coast today. This will transport significant amounts of moisture across central North Carolina, which will interact with very cold air near the surface and produce significant wintry precipitation. Precipitation is expected to remain mainly snow near the Virginia border, with a mix of snow and sleet expected here in the Triangle area and in the southern portions of the Triad. Storm total snow and sleet accumulations of 4 to 8 inches are expected, with slightly lower amounts south and east of Asheboro, Raleigh, and Lewisburg. Timing and duration. Widespread precipitation will continue this morning. While the snow will diminish across the Triad and Triangle around midday, snow will continue across the northern coastal plain into early this evening. Some light freezing rain is possible later this afternoon with a brief period of light snow early this evening before all of the precipitation ends before midnight. Impacts. Accumulations of snow and sleet will significantly impact travel across the warning area. Temperatures are expected to remain well below freezing through midday Monday. Travel will likely remain hazardous today and Sunday. People across the region should be prepared now for severe winter conditions. Those planning travel across the region during this time should make alternate plans as travel will become dangerous. For Nash, Edgecombe, Johnston, Wilson, Lee, Harnett, Wayne, and Sampson counties, winter storm warning remains in effect until midnight tonight. Low pressure over southern Georgia will move northeast and redevelop off the Carolina coast today. This will transport significant amounts of moisture across the southern Piedmont, Sandhills, and southern coastal plain. This will interact with very cold air near the surface and produce significant icing. Precipitation types and accumulation, potentially damaging accumulations of around a quarter inch, are expected across the southern Piedmont, Sandhills, and southern coastal plain today. The heaviest icing is likely this morning through around midday. Timing and duration. Widespread freezing rain will continue this morning before tapering off from west to east during the early afternoon. Occasional periods of light freezing rain and freezing drizzle are still expected into the evening hours, but additional accumulations should be limited. Impacts. Additional ice accumulations, damaging ice accumulations are expected across the area. The amount of ice expected will adversely impact travel and result in some downed trees and power lines. Gusty winds of 15 to 25 miles an hour, along with the ice today, will likely result in some power outages. If you plan to use a portable power generator in your home, be extremely careful. Observe all safety precautions to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning, electrocution, or fire. Portable generators should only be operated outdoors in a dry and well-ventilated area. Never use grills indoors for heating or cooking due to the threat of carbon monoxide poisoning. The National Weather Service is seeking reports of precipitation type and accumulation. We will take winter weather reports at the bottom of each hour until the National Weather Service indicates that the event is over. During each net, we will be looking for your call sign and name, your location, your precipitation type, whether snow, sleet, freezing rain, rain, or a mixed precipitation with the predominant type, rate of precipitation, whether light, moderate, or heavy, any changeover in precipitation type, measured accumulation or accretion in the past hour, as well as a measured total event accumulation or accretion, your temperature if available, measured wind speed and direction if available, sustained, not blinking power outages, and your current road conditions. We will now call for check-ins from stations that have winter weather reports. To check in, please call Net Control, pause to check for doubling, and when clear, give your call sign, name, and location. Once all stations have checked in, we will call you for your winter weather report. Stations with reports, please call Net Control, K4BGM at this time.
Net Control, K4BGM. This is KI4ZBU, Ricky in Rosewood in Wayne County.
K4BGM. This is K4WFJ, Jack in Wake Forest.
K4BGM. This is KI4OCF, Scott in Raleigh Mobile, North Raleigh right now.
Okay, Nat recognizes KI4ZBU, Ricky, Rosewood in Wayne County. K4WFJ, that's Wake Forest Jack, Jack in Wake Forest. KI4OCF Mobile, Scott in North Raleigh. Any other stations wishing to check in with your winter weather report, please give your call sign, name, and location now.
KI4MRQ, Kelly, Newton Grove.
K4BGM, NW3U, Garner.
KJ4RCI, North Raleigh.
Okay, I was just wondering about KJ4RCI. I copy KJ4RCI, North Raleigh, NW3U in Garner, and KI4MRQ, Kelly in Newton Grove. Okay, back up. Let's start with Ricky Rosewood, Wayne County, KI4ZBW. This is K4BGM. Go ahead with your report.
This is KI4ZBE, and my name is Ricky, and I'm located in Rosewood, 6 miles west of Goldsboro. It's been sleeting here heavily ever since 8 o'clock yesterday evening, and the sleet continues to fall heavily and everything. We picked up about 3.5 inches of sleet, and the roads are covered, and the temperature's about 25 degrees. And the wind's blowing out the north. I don't know what the wind speed is. I have no way of measuring that. But that's my report. KI4ZBU, back to net control.
Okay, KI4ZBU, is your 3.5 inches a measured accumulation or is that estimated?
It's measured.
Okay, very good. I copy Rosewood, Wayne County, 6 miles west of Goldsboro. Heavy sleet continues. Total accumulation of 3.5 inches. Temperature is 25 degrees. Wind speed is unknown. Direction is north. And roads are covered at this time. NC4VA, K4BGM, do you copy direct?
Affirmative, NC4VA.
Okay, KI4ZBU, thank you very much. Next up is K4WFJ, Jack in Wake Forest. Go ahead.
K4BGM, this is K4WFJ, Jack in Wake Forest. Kevin, I was not going to call until I went out and measured the depth. It's amazing. It is 23.9 degrees outside. We are having heavy sleet right now, and we are now at 4 inches of snow with sleet on top of it, which means that we increased by 1 inch of sleet in the last hour. We're having heavy sleet right now. The roads are still covered. The winds are calm. Sleet's coming directly down. And I do want to report there's a flock of birds on our neighbor's lawn looking for food. This is K4WFJ, back to K4BGM.
Okay, K4WFJ, I copy Wake Forest, sleet, and I'm not sure what I wrote for Ray. You're going to have to come back with the rate. I wrote NA. I'm not sure why. 1 inch of accumulation in the past hour, total accumulation of 4.0 inches of snow and sleet. Temperature is 23.9 degrees, winds are calm, and roads remain covered. Come back one more time with the rate of precipitation.
Presently, the sleet is coming down heavy. This is K4WFJ, back to net control.
Okay, thank you very much. NC4VA, do you copy direct?
QSL, NC4VA.
Okay, KI4OCF Mobile, Scott in North Raleigh. This is K4BGM. Go ahead with your report.
K4BGM, KI4OCF. We are mobile at the intersection of 540 and 401. and it is sleeting moderately. It was sleeting lightly a couple miles back, but now it's moderate again, and the roads on 540 are still covered. I've got a 4x4, so driving isn't too bad, but that's all the weather I can give you. CAV 4 OCF, back to net.
Okay, Scott, KI-4 OCF mobile. I copy North Raleigh at 540 and 401. Precipitation type is sleet, coming down moderately, and the roads on 540 are covered. NC4VA, do you copy direct?
Yes, I do. One moment. Scott, are you seeing any vehicles off the road, stranded or anything, and how fast are you able to go, just out of curiosity?
NC4VA, CAV-4 OCF. Well, right now I'm going about 35. A semi just passed me at about 40. And I'm looking for vehicles, but I haven't found any. So nobody to pull out yet, and not too much traffic on the road. There's three cars behind me that I can see in the distance, and just that one semi ahead of me. So it's going. The hardest part of driving here is the areas that are, I guess, were heavily salted and are liquid or slush. The ice and snow is actually a lot easier to drive on than the slush is. I hope that answers your question, Virginia.
Yes, it does, Scott. Thank you. NC4VA, back to net control.
Okay, KI-4OCF, thank you very much. Moving on to Kelly and Newton Grove, KI-4MRQ. This is K4BGM. Go ahead with your report.
Roger, KI-4MRQ. We're actually in Meadow, which is just before you get to Newton Grove. We're on Godwin Lake Road. We are mobile. I'm headed for 50 Highway. We've got about 2.5 inches measured on the ground, on the road surface. It's very heavily covered out here. We have a light freezing, a light sleet coming down, and that's about it right now. Winds are calm, but all the roads are passable if you just take your time.
Okay, KI-4MRQ mobile. I copy Newton Grove. Was that Meadows? Let me make sure. Yeah, is that Meadows, as in Mike being the first letter, near Godwin Lake Road?
That is correct, sir. It's actually Meadow, North Carolina. It's in between Benson and Newton Grove. We're actually on 50 Highway right now, just coming off Godwin Lake. 50 is passable. There are cars on the road. But we are covered.
Okay, thank you very much. I have light sleet currently falling, measured accumulation of 2.5 inches on the road. Wind speed and direction is calm. The roads are covered but passable. NC4VA, do you copy direct?
Affirmative. Thank you, NC4VA.
Thank you very much, Kelly. KI-4MRQ, K4BGM. Next up is NW3U in Garner. Please go ahead with your report.
Hi, good morning. Good morning to the group, and Merry Christmas. I don't know. We have 24 degrees here in Garner this morning. Winds out of the north northeast. I have seen a gust 5 mile an hour, but they're mostly between 0 and 1 mile an hour, 2 mile an hour. I went out to the gravel part of my driveway, measured 2 inches accumulation. It's currently a light sleet here. Back to net control.
Okay, NW3U, could I have your specific location in Garner, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yes, I'm at near the intersection. I'm on Meadowbrook Drive near the intersection with Old Garner Road, and the roadways here are covered.
Okay, that sounds familiar. I think we might have had that on a past report, but just to make sure it's all in here. Okay, I copy Garner, Meadowbrook, Meadowbrook Road and Old Garner Road. Precipitation type is sleet, coming down light. Total accumulation of 2.0 inches, 24 degrees, winds north-northeast at 1 mile an hour, gusting to 5. The measurement was taken on the driveway. Do you have any information about road conditions?
I have not been out. The roads are covered here. Stand by a second. Just looking out the window, the roads are covered. All the roads that I could see in the subdivision are covered. However, it does show evidence of having some vehicular traffic. I expect they're probably passable, but very treacherous.
Okay, thank you very much. NC4VA, do you copy direct?
Yes, thank you. NC4VA.
NW3U, thank you very much. Next up is KJ4RCI in North Raleigh. Please go ahead.
All right, Ned, this is KJ4RCI in North Raleigh. Just came screeching to a halt, heading down my street here. I am at the corner of Westgate and Leesville Road. We have 3.25 inches on the grassy surfaces. Hard surfaces, I would say, it's more like 1.5. Roads are passable. I'm in a four-wheel drive vehicle, but I would say they're passable by people using common sense. Temperature is 24 degrees, and we currently have moderate sleet falling, as we have for the last hour or so. KJ4RCI.
Okay, KJ4RCI. I copy North Raleigh. I believe it was Westgate and Laymanville Road. Is that correct?
It is Leesville and Westgate Road.
Okay, Leesville. I copy. Precipitation type sleet rate is moderate. 3.25 inches on the grass, 24 degrees, and the roads are passable. I'm assuming the roads are covered?
Indeed, the roads are quite covered, and I have seen front-wheel drive vehicles pass without incident. I'm in a 4x, getting along just fine.
Okay, NC4VA, do you copy direct?
QSL, NC4VA.
Are there any other stations with winter weather reports who would like to check in? If so, please call Net Control, K4BGM.
Net Control, this is KI4BMD in Rich Square, North Carolina.
Net Control, this is KG4JDR in Oxford, North Carolina.
Okay, Net Control has KI4VMD and KG4JDR in Oxford. Let's start with KI4VMD. If I got your call sign wrong, let me know. Give me your name and location, and then go ahead with your report.
Okay, my name is Charles Graham. That's spelled Gamma, Romeo, Alpha, Mike. I'm in Rich Square, North Carolina. The temperature here is 26 degrees Fahrenheit, 83% humidity. We have winds blowing to the northeast at 7.4 miles an hour, and the dew point is 21.6. I just went outside and checked, and we have 4 inches of snow on the grassy area, and the roads are covered.
Okay, KI4VMD, could I also have your current precipitation type and rate, please?
Okay, we have snow, and I'd say it was from moderate to heavy at times.
Okay, snow moderate to heavy. Could I also have your specific location, cross streets?
Okay, I'm on Stanford Street, 318 Stanford Street, and the nearest street to me right over to the west of me is Quail Trail. And this is in Rich Square, and 258 runs right through town.
Okay, KI4VMD, I copy. Snow, moderate to heavy, 4.0 inches of total accumulation, 22 degrees, winds are northeast at 7.4 miles an hour, and roads are covered. NC4VA, do you copy direct?
I need a clarification. I have Rich Square, North Carolina, Stanford Street, and Quail something was the closest street, and I need the county on this one.
It's in Northampton County, and the temperature is 26 degrees Fahrenheit, not 22.
Got it. Okay, Stanford Street in Rich Square. Appreciate that report out of Northampton County. Haven't had many border county reports, so appreciate that very much. And you take care. You can come back at other times and update us. We're here at the bottom of every hour. NC4VA, back to net.
KI4VMD, K4BGM, thank you very much for your report. Up next is KG4JDR in Oxford. Please go ahead with your report.
This is KG4JDR. The name's David. I'm in Oxford, North Carolina, Granville County. Cross streets Coleman and Cherry. Currently we have 5.5 inches of snow on hard surface. We have 4 inches on the road surface. Slightly slippery, but not too much. We have light to medium sleet coming down, temperature 22 degrees, wind is about 5.
Okay, David, I copy 4.0 inches on the road, and I believe there was another accumulation in there. Could you give that to me again?
That was 5.5 inches on a hard surface in the middle of my yard.
Okay, David, KG4JDR, I copy. You're in Oxford, Granville County, at the intersection of Coleman and Cherry. Precipitation type is sleet, coming down light to moderate. Total accumulation of 5.5 inches in the yard. 22 degrees for temperature, 5 miles an hour for wind. Roads are covered and slightly slippery with 4.0 inches of accumulation. Do you have your accumulation for the last hour or no?
That would be a negative. I just got up a little bit ago.
Okay, no problem. NC4VA, do you copy direct?
Sure do. And David, if you're able to give us further reports from Granville County, we'd really appreciate it. Don't get a whole lot or as many as we would like out of Granville County. We get some. So please keep us up to date if you can at the bottom of every hour. NC4VA, back to net.
KG4JDR, thank you for the report. We'll go one more time. Are there any other stations with winter weather reports and would like to check in? If so, please call Net Control K4BGM. And nothing heard. This is K4BGM with Central Carolina Skywarn. The next winter weather net will be held at 9:30 a.m. on this repeater. If you observe a significant change in precipitation, such as a changeover from rain to sleet, sleet to snow, or vice versa, or you have another significant report, please call Net Control before the next scheduled net, and I'll take your report. The winter weather net is now closed. On behalf of Central Carolina Skywarn, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for use of the repeater, the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority, and all stations for their reports. I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn, clear.
K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by.
NC4VA, KF4OCF.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Virginia. I just wanted to note that on the section of 64 that's in between the Neuse River and New Hope Road or Rogers Lane, it's that long sweeping turn that goes up the hill from the river basin. There were six cars off the side of the road in a matter of about 500 feet. So I don't know if that's a particularly slick area or what, but apparently they didn't do too well. One of them was actually a four-wheel drive, and the rest were front-wheel drive vehicles, but nobody was in the car, so they must have abandoned ship.
For ESA.
Okay, so Scott, on Highway 64 between Neuse River and New Hope Road, East Wake County, six cars off the road in a stretch of about 500 feet. One was a four-wheel drive vehicle, too. Is that correct?
QSL Virginia, KF4CF.
All right, Scott, thanks for that report. A great report. NC4VA.
AI4VMD.
Station from Rich Square, KF4VMD. Go ahead.
Are there any, on how long this storm is supposed to last? Or any reports of power outages?
We haven't received any reports of power outages. And let me see if Kevin's got the latest update on... I know the last special weather statement, I think, indicated this was to extend into the early or into the evening hours. It was to end midday in the triad. Kevin, if you're still around, do you recall any time frame for the end of this storm as it moves east?
This is K4BGM. I'm looking at that last special weather statement right now, and this was as of 7:41 a.m. Says wintry weather is forecast to continue into the mid-morning, and they talk about accumulations through 10 a.m. I believe in general the precipitation is supposed to continue through most of the morning hours here and then gradually taper off from noon into the afternoon. NC4VA, K4BGM, I was also just checking up on the Progress Energy website for any power outages that they're listing. And there really aren't that many in our Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. They're reporting closest is Lee County, 318 customers affected. There's a few counties that have one or two that are currently affected. I'm going down the list here. Most of the larger outages are outside of our coverage area, so in general, things are in pretty good shape according to the website.
Is the weather radio up? This is K4ABQ in Nolina, North Carolina.
K4ABQ, K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Do you have a report?
Yeah, not as much as I thought, though. I'm up here about 8 miles from the Virginia line in Warren County in Norlina. This is K4ABQ, the handler's Irving. We have some places 3.5 inches, some places 4.5, 5.5, and so I'm just guessing about 4 inches would be the average. And it still have, we have areas of, or times of, really pouring snow coming down like mad, and then again it stops completely. So at this minute it has stopped completely again. Temperature is around 23, I think, and there's no traffic up and down the highway, but the 158 out of Norlina looks like it's pretty clear. There's not been any traffic up down my street, which is Hyco Street. I can almost see number one highway from here, but I'm not sure what that's doing.
Okay, K4ABQ, could you give me your name and your specific location one more time, please?
Okay, my name is Irving, I-R-V-I-N-G, and I'm at the, well, near the corner of 158 and number one highway.
Okay, and what county is that?
That's Warren. Warren.
Okay, I copy in Warren County near 158 and Highway 1. Snow has stopped currently. Average accumulation is 4.0 inches, temperature 23 degrees. Were these accumulations you were getting measured?
Come back again. What was that last?
The several accumulations you reported, were those measured or estimated?
They were measured about 10 feet from my front door.
Okay, and in general, do you have any information on road conditions? Are roads snow covered at this time?
Well, the trucks have been coming all night long. Anytime I'd wake up, I would hear one coming by salting down, so that's 158. I'm sure they're up down the other highways right around here, too, but they were scraping. I heard one or two come by with plowing, you know. It doesn't seem to be as bad as what we thought. Of course, we may have a lot more to come. I don't know. But it's travelable. The highways are, you can drive on them. I don't know how slick they would be.
Okay, I copy. Thank you very much. NC4VA, K4BGM.
I copy that. Irvin, good to hear from you. Love to get those reports out of Warren County, and I hope you're doing well. If you can, come back again. We have the net at the bottom of every hour. Come back again maybe at 10:30 and give us an updated report if you're able. NC4VA, back to net.
Okay, will do. Thanks a lot. K4ABQ, clear.
This is K4BGM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is holding directed winter weather nets at the bottom of each hour. The next net will be coming up at 9:30 a.m. Any stations with winter weather reports, please hold them until that time and we'll collect them during the net. If anyone has a significant report or a report of a changeover in precipitation, I'll be standing by to take that report in the meantime. K4BGM. NC4VA, K4BGM.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Virginia. I may check in once or twice over the next couple hours if I have any reports to relay or a report of my own. Outside of that, I may be off the radio for periods of time, so my next scheduled net, to my knowledge, is at 12:30, but if you need me before then for 10:30 or 11:30, just give me a call on my cell phone.
Okay, that'll be fine. Thanks a lot. NC4VA.
K4BGM.
K4BGM Winter Weather Net.
Skywarn active.
This is WX4MMM. My name is Bob. I'm located in northern Wake County, calling the Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Weather Net. Central Carolina Skywarn will now take winter weather reports. We are operating on the WB4TQD14688 repeater. And should this repeater go offline, our first backup is the K4ITL repeater 147105 with a tone of 82.5. And this repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our second backup is the K4ITL 147135 repeater with a tone of 82.5, and this repeater is located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Our third backup is the WB4TQD 14539 repeater with a tone of 82.5, and this repeater is located in Youngsville, however, it's temporary off the air. And our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. Those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for all the Central Carolina Skywarn counties, effective until midnight Saturday. And here's an overview of the warnings. Low pressure over southern Georgia will move northeast and redevelop off the Carolina coast today. This will transport significant amounts of moisture across central North Carolina, which will interact with very cold air near the surface and produce significant wintry precipitation. And I'll read a special weather statement to kind of summarize what's going on at this current time. This was issued at 7:41 a.m. by the National Weather Service Raleigh. Snow continues near the Virginia border, while further south toward Greensboro and Raleigh, precipitation is mostly sleet, with some snow as well. Sleet and freezing rain are common from the Albemarle to Lillington to Wilson and area south. Wintry weather is forecast to continue into the mid-morning hours. Additional accumulations of snow through 10 a.m. near the Virginia border may exceed 1 inch, while the Triangle and Triad may add an additional half inch or so of mostly sleet. Further south, sleet accumulation will be less than a quarter of an inch, with some ice accumulation from freezing rain. Precipitation will become more scattered in the Triad and Albemarle area toward mid-morning as drier air loft moves into the Piedmont from the west. Further east, precipitation will continue to be mostly sleet or freezing rain as snow begins to move off to the northeast. Many roads are covered with snow, sleet, and ice. Driving conditions will continue to be hazardous. If at all possible, avoid travel this morning. A winter storm warning remains in effect for all of central North Carolina until midnight Saturday. The National Weather Service is seeking reports of precipitation type and accumulation. We'll now take winter weather reports until the National Weather Service indicates the event is over. And again, we've been taking reports at the bottom of the hour. During each net, we'll ask for the following information, if possible, so you can provide it. Your call sign and name, your location, your precipitation type. And that could be snow, sleet, freezing rain, or any mixed precipitation, and the predominant type of the precipitation. Your rate of precipitation, either light, moderate, or heavy. Any changeover in precipitation type. Measured accumulation, accretion in the past hour, if available. Your measured total event accumulation or accretion. Temperature, if available. Measured wind speed and direction, if available. And any reports of sustained power outages. And if you got road condition information, we would appreciate that as well. We'll now call for check-ins from stations that have winter weather reports. To check in, please give Net Control's call sign first, WX4MMM, Whiskey X-Ray 4, Mike. Pause to check for any doubling. When clear, give your call sign, name, and location. Once all stations have checked in, we'll call you for your winter weather report. Stations with reports, please call Net Control, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM. November Whiskey 3 Uniform, Dave and Garner.
WX4MMM. Morning, Bob. Please check in Kilo Delta 4 Alpha Golf Quebec, Dan in Chapel Hill.
WX4MMM. Good morning, Bob. This is Marty, W4MY, in Southwest Edgecombe County, Mobile.
WX4MMM, this is KI4FIX, James in Four Oaks.
WX4MMM, this is KG4IHX, Frank in West Durham.
WX4MMM. N2RTF, Vinny and Clayton.
Okay, we've got a good group of check-ins. We've got Dave, come back one more time for your call sign. I talked to you earlier this morning, but you're too fast for me this morning. Go ahead for your call sign one more time.
All right, it's November, Whiskey 3, Uniform.
Okay, Dave, appreciate you coming back. We have Dan, KD4AGQ, Marty, and Edgecombe, W4MY. Marty, since you're mobile, we'll be right back to you first. James, KI4FIX, Frank, KG4IHX, and Vinny, N2RTF. And like I said, we'll be back with you in just a minute for your reports. Let's go back up to Marty in Edgecombe County since he's a mobile station. Marty, go ahead for your report from Edgecombe.
Good morning, Bob. In the net, WX4MMM, W4MY. I am mobile in Southwest Edgecombe County, as I said. We have precipitation. It is sleet. It may be rain. I'm not certain, but it's mostly sleet. It's medium. The temperature is well below freezing. The road conditions are hazardous. There's accumulation of about, I'm going to estimate, about 3 inches. And everything is fine so far. Everybody's driving safely for the most part. What did I forget there, Bob?
You report Southwest Edgecombe County. Can you maybe give me your closest intersection you're at this time?
I am at Highway 43 south of Rocky Mount, halfway between Pine Tops and Rocky Mount, and the crossroad would be State Road 1100. Highway 43 and crossroad State Road 1100.
Okay, Marty, I copy that near intersection of Highway 43 and State Road 1100. You got sleet, maybe rain, estimated 3 inches depth. How's the traffic out there? Are you seeing many accidents or is just no traffic at all?
Very light, and people are heeding the warnings and staying off the roads. And I reported one to Virginia near Nashville earlier. That's already been reported, but other than that, very light.
And last question, I believe you might have already told me, are the roads snow covered or ice covered?
Snow covered, just now starting to become packed. So I imagine it was fluffy and light and loose earlier, but it is recently, it is completely snow covered, and it's just, the packing is just now starting.
Okay, Marty, appreciate that report, and keep us advised from Edgecombe County. Great report, and please drive carefully. Let's go back up the top. Dave, I believe, is in Garner. NW3U, Dave, we'll hear your report.
WX4MMM, thank you. This is NW3U, Dave and Garner. Current temperature here is 24 degrees. It was 23 just a second ago, so it's going up a little bit. Winds out of the northeast, 1 to 2 miles an hour. Currently we have a light to moderate sleet. Since my last report, we've probably gotten a little hard to measure, but I expect probably not more than 1/8 inch additional accumulation. The roads are still snow covered, and there's not much traffic moving in my particular subdivision.
Okay, Dave, and talk about subdivision. What's the closest intersection you're located?
Certainly, it'd be Meadowbrook Drive in Garner. Closest intersection would be Old Garner Road.
Okay, Dave, I just found that. Appreciate that report, Dave. And let's see, 24 degrees, winds northeast, 1 to 2. Light to moderate sleet to this current time. Approximately 1/8 inch additional accumulation since the last report, and roads remain snow covered. Dave, appreciate your report from Garner. And let's see, next is Dan over in Parby Chapel Hill, KD4AGQ. Dan, go ahead with your report. This is WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, KD4AGQ, good morning, Bob, and thanks for subbing for me this morning. I'm at the intersection of Lyons Road and Allard Road in Chapel Hill. We currently have no precipitation falling, so no rate. My last report was 9:30 last night, and since that time we have had 5.25 inches of snow fall, no ice in it. That gives us a total accumulation of 6.56. Temperature is 22. Wind is calm. The roads are covered, but I haven't measured that yet, Bob, so far.
Okay, Dan, you're one of the big winners out here. 6.56 total accumulation, 22 degrees, and currently no precipitation this time. You gave me your intersection, Lyons Road, and what was the other road, Allard? Can you spell that, please?
Roger, copy, A-L-L-A-R-D, intersection of Lyons Road and Allard Road.
Okay, Dan, copy that to Lyons Road and Allard Road in Chapel Hill. Dan, appreciate that report, and we'll be talking to you on that in just a little bit. Thanks, Dan. Let's see, next on the list is James in Four Oaks, KI4FIX. James, go ahead with your report. This is WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, this is KI4FIX. Hope everybody's staying warm. My last report was at 11:30 last night with 1/4 inch of accumulation. My first measurement was at 9:37 this morning, and it's 1 inch total. Current precipitation is sleet, falling light. Temperature is 26.8 degrees. Road conditions are covered, but people are still driving on them. It's fairly slow, and zero wind speed.
Okay, Four Oaks and James, are you guys seeing the city of Four Oaks?
Negative. I'm on 701 Highway, about a quarter mile east of Hannah Creek Road.
Okay, near the intersection of 701 East and Hannah Creek Road. Is that H-A-N-N-E-R?
I'm sorry, correction. Better intersection, Peach Orchard Road.
Okay, near the intersection of Highway 701 and Peach Orchard Road in Four Oaks. 1 inch accumulation, you've got light sleet, currently 26.8 degrees, QSL.
Roger.
Thanks for that report, James, and stay warm. And next is Frank over in Durham, KG4IHX. Frank, go ahead with your information.
Good morning, everybody. KG4IHX. Right now we have a temperature of 22.9. The wind is calm at this time with a barometer of 29.88. And I have a measured snowfall with a combination of sleet right now at 5.5 inches over here in Durham. I'm located near Duke University at the corner of Englewood Avenue, spelled with an E, and Georgia Avenue. And it is sleeting at this time. KG4IHX.
Okay, you're near intersection Englewood and Georgia Avenue near Duke University. 22.9 degrees with, I guess, moderate sleet, and you measured 5.5 inches of accumulation. QSL.
QSL.
Okay, fine. Appreciate your report. And stay warm, 23 degrees. You're one of the colder places. And let's see, last on the first round is Vinny in Clayton. N2RTF. Vinny, go ahead with your information. This is WX4MMM.
Was that for N2RTF?
Yes, Vinny, must have, go ahead with your call sign. Let me correct your call sign, please, and go ahead with your report, Vinny.
Okay, sorry about that. I was on the phone, so I wasn't here. It's November 2, Romeo Tango Foxtrot, Vinny, in Clayton. Closest roads for me would be Guy Road in between Amelia Church and 70 Business. I'm not sure what time my last report was last night, but my total accumulation at 9:30 this morning was 3 inches, combination of snow and sleet. Melted that down to a 0.67. Current temp 22. Wind is ranging between 3 to 5 miles an hour, and the barometer is at 29.93, N2RTF.
Okay, one more time on that intersection. It's Guy Road and Amelia Church Road, is that correct?
Roger. And my subdivision is Lee Forest.
Okay, and at 9:30 a.m. you measured 3 inches, and your present precipitation, you have sleet or snow or anything?
Sorry about that. Yes, we have light to moderate sleet coming down.
Okay, good report, Vinny. Appreciate that information. That's the first round of check-ins. Do we have any additional check-ins for the Winter Weather Net? Please call WX4MMM.
WX4MMN, SCAF4ZB, Ricky in Rosewood, Wayne County.
WX4MMM. Please check in November Alpha 4, Sierra Hotel, Nash County, ESA.
WX4MMM, this is November 4, Juliet Mike Tango, Mark in East Raleigh.
WX4MMM,
Oscar Alpha, Brian Mobile in northwestern Lake County.
Okay, let's see, we have Ricky down in Wayne County. I believe that was Rosewood. We have Nash County EOC NA4SH, Mark N4JMT, and Brian. Brian, I got your suffix IOA. Come back with your full call sign.
Call is Kilo 4 India Oscar Alpha, K4IOA.
Okay, got that time. K4IOA. Brian, appreciate that. Be back with you in just a minute. Ricky, go ahead with your report out of Wayne County.
Thank you, Net Control. Good morning, everybody. It's been sleeting here since 20 minutes to 8 last evening, and it's been sleeting heavily all night long, and it's still sleeting heavily. We got about 4 inches of sleet on the ground, and the temperature is 24 degrees, and we got a north wind at approximately 5 miles per hour, and the roads are covered, not many people out. I've only seen one truck out on Route Highway 581 South where I live, and that's the extent of my report.
Okay, Ricky, certainly appreciate all the reports you've been turning in today. You got, I guess, heavy sleet, 4 inches on the ground, 24 degrees, winds north at approximately 5 miles an hour, and roads are covered. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thanks for that report, Ricky. We'll probably talk to you again real soon. Nash County EOC, NA4SH, go ahead. This is WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, NA4SH. Just wanted to report, new operator on shift. Came from northern Nash County. We had 6 inches of snow with sleeting. Nashville itself has about 4 inches with a steady sleet. Roads are hard packed but passable. NA4SH.
Okay, that 6 inch report, where in Nash County did you measure that?
At the crossroads of 1004 and 1401, it's the extreme northern part of the county.
And I said that is still northern Nash County, correct?
Correct. That's almost to the Franklin County, Halifax County line.
Okay, last question. You don't have a, do you have a temperature at your location?
Not in the radio room, I don't. I'll have to walk into the actual EOC to get that, and I'll try to do that next hour, okay?
That'll be great. Appreciate that report out of Nash County. 6 inches. You've had quite a bit up in your direction, and you've got moderate sleeves this time. Thanks for the report. Let's see, Mark, N4JMT. Mark, go ahead with your report.
Yes, good morning, Bob. I'm measuring about an inch and a half of snow and sleet on the ground here at my location. I'm very close to the intersection of Glasscock and Bennett Street in East Raleigh. And I've got a temperature of 26 degrees, and we have very light sleet falling at this time.
Okay, that near the intersection of Glasscock and Bennett and East Raleigh, 26 degrees, light sleet, and approximately an inch and a half accumulation on the ground. QSL?
That is correct, Bob. This is N4JMT.
Okay, Mark, appreciate that report. And last on this, Brian, K4IOA in Wake County. Brian, go ahead with your report. This is WX4MMM.
Roger that. WX4MMM, K4IOA, Mobile. I'm located at the intersection of Leesville and Westgate Roads right now. We have moderate sleet. Temperature is 23 degrees. The roads are covered with snow and ice, and I would recommend to anyone not to go out unless you have four-wheel drive. WX4MMM, K4IOA Mobile.
Hey, Brian.
Okay, Brian, appreciate that report. Is there much traffic in your location, Leesville and Westgate?
negative. Not much traffic at all, but I've passed several state snowplows, either working Interstate 540 or working Westgate Road. But the roads are very hazardous. And by the way, that's about the way they are up near you there, Bob. I live about a mile and a half south of you.
Yeah, I know it's hilly up here too, so I haven't even been on Creedmoor Road yet. I hate to imagine what that's going to be like. Appreciate that report, Brian, and drive carefully. Was there a recheck station? Okay, let's start out one more time. Any additional stations with a winter weather report on this round, please call WX4MMM.
KI4VMD. N0IAN.
Okay, final two stations. I believe the first call sign I got, the suffix, I believe is a VMD station. Can you call back with your full call sign and first name?
Yes, it's Charles, and the station ID is Kilo India 4, Victor Mike Delta.
Okay, Charles, go ahead for your report then. KI4VMD, go ahead, Charles.
Okay, the temperature here is 26 degrees and 80% humidity. Winds are blowing about 4 miles an hour north-northeast. And since I last reported, we're having some light sleet.
Okay, and Charles, a couple things. Do you have a total accumulation, and also what's your location?
Okay, as for right now, I'd say we have 4 inches of snow with just the right dusting of sleet on top, and my location is Rich Square, North Carolina, Northampton County.
Okay, Rich Square, North Carolina, Northampton County. Charles, you're going a long way. Appreciate your report from Rich Square. Great signal from that location. 26 degrees and about 4 inches of snow on the ground in Rich Square. Charles, appreciate that report. And last station was N0IAN. Go ahead with report. This is WX4MMM.
This is N0IAN, Ian in North Raleigh. I'm at the corner intersection of Possum Track Road and Waterman Drive. Have moderate sleet falling right now. It goes between light and moderate, but right now it's moderate. We've had a quarter inch of sleet accumulation in the last hour. Total accumulation on the grass is 3.5 inches, predominantly snow. On the roads, it's 2.25 inches.
Okay, Ian, I got the Possum Track. What was the other street that you're near besides Possum Track?
That's Waterman Drive.
Okay, copy that. Possum Track Road and Waterman Drive, light to moderate sleet, 3.5 inches on the ground, and by any chance you have a temperature at your location?
No, I have no temperature. Well, there is a temperature, I just don't know what it is.
Okay, appreciate that report. I'm this is WX4MMM with Central Carolina Sky. The next winter weather net will be at the bottom this hour, which will be just a few minutes from now, actually 10:30 a.m. If you observe a significant change in precipitation, such as a changeover from rain to sleet or sleet to snow or vice versa, please call net control in the meantime before the next scheduled net. Otherwise, just hold your reports to the 10:30 report, to the 10:30 net, which is at the bottom of the next hour. The winter weather net is now closed. On behalf of Central Carolina Skywarn, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for use of the repeater, the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority, and all stations for their great reports. I will now return repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn, clear.
WX4MMM, clear.
10:30 a.m. Winter Weather Net.
Skywarn, active.
WX4MMM, clear.
This is KD4HEQ. My name is Dan, and I'm located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, calling the Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Weather Net. Central Carolina Skywarn will now take winter weather reports. We are operating on the WB4TQD146.88 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup is the K4ITL147105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hertz. This repeater is located in Broadway. Our second backup is the K4ITL147135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hertz. And this repeater is located right here in Chapel Hill. Our third backup is the WB4TQD repeater, 14539, with a tone of 82.5, and this repeater is located in Youngsville and is temporarily off the air. Our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system, and those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. The Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Weather Net is a directed net, and all stations are urged to participate. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the entire Central Carolina Skywarn area. And there was a special weather statement issued this morning at 9:51 that includes our entire area, and it reads as follows. Snow and sleet will continue this morning with freezing rain over the sand hills and coastal plain. Snow will continue along the northern tier of counties near the Virginia border through noon, while further south into the Greensboro and Raleigh areas. Precipitation will continue to fall mainly as sleet. Additional snowfall accumulations of 2 to 3 inches will likely occur from Roxborough to near Warrenton, with additional sleet accumulations of near a quarter of an inch from the Triad to the Triangle. The steady precipitation will become showery around noon. The temperatures will remain very cold, mostly 20 to 25 through the day. To the south, a mixture of freezing rain with a little sleet was becoming intermittent from Waynesboro to Albemarle to Troy, Fayetteville, Laurinburg, Goldsboro, and Wilson. An additional light coating of near 1/10 of an inch of glaze will likely occur through midday before precipitation begins to taper off, with an additional trace to 1/10 of an inch of sleet may also accumulate. Temperatures will remain well below freezing throughout the region. Many roads are covered with snow, sleet, or ice. Driving conditions will continue to be hazardous. If at all possible, avoid travel this morning. A winter storm warning remains in effect through central North Carolina until midnight tonight. The National Weather Service is seeking reports of precipitation type and accumulation. We will take winter weather reports until the National Weather Service indicates the event is over. During each net, we will ask for the following information. Call sign and name, location, precipitation type, snow, sleet, freezing rain, rain, mixed precipitation with the predominant type, rate of precipitation, light, moderate, or heavy, any changeover in precipitation type, measured accumulation or accretion in the past hour, measured total event accumulation accretion, temperature if available, measured wind speed and direction if available, sustained but not blinking power outages, and road conditions. We will now take check-ins from stations that have winter weather reports. To check in, please call Net Control, pause to check for doubling, and when clear, give your call sign, name, and location. Once all stations have checked in, we will call you for your winter weather report. Stations with reports, please call Net Control, KD4HEQ,
KGQ. K4 IOA, Brian in North Raleigh.
KD4 AJQ, or AGQ, KI4 FIX, James, Four Oaks, Highway 701.
KD4 AGQ, Net Control, Ricky in Rosewood in Wayne County, North Carolina.
That's hold right there. Last station, you were broken. Please go again your call.
KI4GPU.
Roger, KI4GPU. Okay, additional stations, please call KD4AGQ.
KD4AGQ. This is KJ4BPV, Scott, Northern Johnston County.
KD4AGQ. This is KB4RXZ, Tim Wilson County.
KD4ATQ. KJ4HTA, Sandy in Rollsville.
All right, this is KD4ATQ. We'll go through who I've got, and then we'll call for additional stations after that. K4IOA, Brian, go ahead with your report, please.
KD4AGQ, K4IOA, roger that. At 10:30, we measure 4 inches of snow. That's a gain of approximately 3 inches in the last 14 hours. Temperature here right now is 25.5 degrees. We have moderate sleet, and the roads are in bad condition in this area. Everyone should stay off the roads if at all possible. KD4AGQ, K4IOA.
Roger. What was your location, Brian?
Oh, sorry about that. Nearest major crossroads is Norwood Road, that's State Road 1834, and Leesville Road, or excuse me, Creedmoor Road, Highway 50 North. Over.
Okay, roger. Thank you very much. KI4FIX. James, go ahead with your report, please.
KD4AGQ, this is KI4FIX, Four Oaks, North Carolina, 701 Highway, quarter mile from Peach Orchard Road. Temperature is 26.8 degrees. Sleet is the precipitation. It's coming down light. Total accumulation, 1.25 inches. That's 0.25 inches in the last hour. And road conditions are icy.
Did you say 1.25 or 0.25, James?
1.25 total accumulation with a quarter inch over the last hour.
Roger, thank you very much. KI4GPU, please go with your report.
Good morning. This is KI4ZBU, and my name is Ricky. I'm located in Rosewood, North Carolina, 6 miles west of Goldsboro. And it's been sleeting here nonstop since 20 minutes until late last evening. And the temperature here is 24 degrees, and it's still sleeting heavily, as it has been all night. And we've got an accumulation of 3 inches of sleet, and we've got a north wind at approximately 5 miles per hour. That's the extent of my report.
Do you have any idea on your road conditions?
Road conditions, the roads are covered with sleet. Driving's very hazardous. I've only seen one person out this morning, and that was a pickup truck. But I live on Highway 581 South, North Carolina Route 581 South, in Rosewood. It's a Goldsboro mailing address, but the community is Rosewood. And the roads are passable, but it's very treacherous.
Roger, thank you. Virginia QSL.
Dan, it's WX4MMM. I'm copying in place of Virginia, so QSL.
Okay, Bob, I'll get it right here. Okay, thank you. Let's see, KJ4BPV. Scott, please go ahead with your report.
KD4 AGQ. This is KJ4 BPV. Currently have 4.0 inches of snow on the ground. My location is Highway 39, 1 mile south, 1 mile south of the intersection of Highways 231 and 39. Current precipitation is light sleet and light freezing rain. The light freezing rain is sticking to exposed surfaces. Current temperature is 24 degrees, calm winds, and unable to provide road conditions. QSL, Bob.
Okay, Scott, that was near the intersection of Highway 39 and Highway 231.
1 mile south of that intersection on Highway 39, Bob.
Okay, and I appreciate that report, WX4MMM, back to net control.
Roger, thanks a lot, Scott. Nice report. KD4RXZ, Kim, go ahead with your report, please.
It's Kilo Bravo 4, Romeo X-Ray Zulu. Name here is Tim Tango India Mike in Wilson County, about a half mile east of the US 301 Highway and Rosebud Church Road. We have sleet, moderate sleet. It's been sleeting since about 5:30 this morning. We have a total accumulation now of 2.5 inches. It's 24 degrees, and the roads are completely covered and packed. Kilo Bravo 4, Romeo X-Ray Zulu.
QSL, Bob.
QSL, WX4MMM.
Okay, KB4RXZ, KD4HEQ, sorry about murdering your call sign there, Tim. Nice report, thank you. KJ4HTA, Sandy, please go with your report.
Net control KJ4HCA. I'm at half mile south of Burlington Mills and 401 in Rollsville. Temperature here is 25.3, and it's dropped rather quickly in the last half hour. Barometric pressure 29.99. We've got an inch to 2 inches of sleet and snow. The road conditions are snow packed and icy.
Roger, do you have any rate on that, please?
The sleet and snow falling now is light to moderate.
Roger, Bob, QSL.
QSL, WX4MMM.
KJ4HTA, thank you, sir. Are there any other stations with weather reports who would like to check in? If so, please call KD4HEQ, net control.
KI4GPU would reach it.
KI4GPU, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I just looked out the door, and the sleeting has stopped, and now we're getting fine flakes of hominy snow falling, and this started in the last minute.
5 inch. Say again your what's falling?
Fine snow.
Okay, Roger. Thank you. Bob got it.
Copy that. Sleet ended. Now just fine snow. WX4MMM.
Ricky, did that just happen a few minutes ago? Do you have a time on that?
It happened, let's see. It happened at 10:44.
Roger, 10:44. Thank you. Are there any other stations with weather reports that would like to check in? Please call KD4AGQ.
KD4AGQ, this is KG4USI Mike in Eastern Orange County.
KD4AGQ. W1RLC Robin, North Raleigh.
KC4USI, and if I don't have that right, I apologize. Go ahead with your report, Mike.
KD4AGQ, this is KG4USI. You had it right. The name is Mike. located in eastern Orange County. Specific location is about 3 miles north of Business 70. Total snow accumulation, 6 inches. We had a conversion from freezing rain to sleet about 1 hour ago. It's now light sleet. Temperature is 23.2 degrees. Roads are covered. They are passable, but not advisable to use them at this point.
Roger, what would you say your rate of precipitation is, and do you have any accumulation for the hour?
The KD4AGQ, it's light sleet at this point, and I would say less than a quarter inch over the past hour.
All right, Roger. Bobby, copy.
Copy. I just want to get that intersection. I got the Business 70. Is there an intersection near your Business 70 location?
Yes, sir. It's Pleasant Green Road and Business 70.
Pleasant Green Road?
Correct.
Okay, thanks, WX4MMM.
Thank you, Mike. W1RSC, please go ahead with your report.
KD4AGQ, this is Whiskey 1, Romeo Lima Charlie, North Raleigh, intersection of Dixon Drive, North Hills Drive. It's right across the street from Sanderson High School. We have very, very light sleet at this time. Winds are calm. Temperature's 25.7, dew point's 20.1, altimeter 3002. This measurement is a trace of sleet during the last hour. Overall, we now have 1.8, this is on a hard surface, and it's a mixture of snow with sleet that's freezing on the top of it. Roads are packed with ice on both the bottom and the top of the snow net.
Robin, that 1.8, is that what's fallen in the last hour? What is that?
What's fallen in the past hour was just a trace of sleet.
Okay, Roger. Bob, you got any questions?
Just a question. Your total accumulation is 1.8 inches, or you said hard surface. Is that like on a road?
No, I've got a snowboard that I use for measuring snow on, and it's actually decreased. We were up to 3.8 at 6 this morning, but the sleet is compacting it and packing it down, melting it a little bit, so we're just now to 1.8. It's a mixture of snow and sleet.
Okay, appreciate that clarification in WX4MMM.
KD4AGQ, W1RLC, sorry about that, Robin. Appreciate your report. Any other stations with wind or weather reports that would like to check in, please call KD4AGQ.
KD4AGQ, this is KD4AGG.
This is W4MY, Marty Mobile in Nashville.
KD4HUG, K0OUX, Vic and Chapel Hill.
Okay, let's go ahead and pick up our mobile station so we can pay attention to his driving. W4MY, KD4HEQ, say your name and location and give your report, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Marty, M-A-R-T-Y. My call is W4MY. I'm mobile in Nashville, Nash County. The last accumulation of sleet is currently sleeting lightly. It last accumulation was of snow and sleet was probably my last report about an hour and a half. Is a 1/2 inch. The temperature has risen slightly. It's below freezing, but the snow is now slushy, so it's near. It gets closer to freezing, maybe above 24 with the salt, etc. And the winds are calm, and the roads are packed hard.
Okay, was that an estimated temperature?
Yes, estimated temperature, yes.
Do you have any rate?
Rate of snow?
Rate of whatever you're getting.
Right now it's light. Light sleet.
Okay, Bob, any questions?
No, I've got the information. Please appreciate it, WX4MMM.
All right, W4MY, mobile safely out there. K4BGM, this is KD4HEQ. You were breaking in and out, Philip. If you could increase your power and come back, go ahead with your report.
KD4AGQ, K4BGM, am I readable?
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, I just have a quick road update. I do not have accumulation for you. My current location is Wake County, Raleigh, at the intersection of Western Boulevard and Avent Ferry Road. That's Western Boulevard and Avent Ferry Road. Currently, very light sleet is falling. And I wanted to advise you that Western Boulevard is snow-covered with 2 inches of mixed snow and sleet. Travels very, very slippery. Traffic is moving very, very slowly out here. I haven't seen anyone off the road, luckily. But again, 2 inches of snow and sleet across Western Boulevard. Very slippery conditions. Also, on the NC State campus, the side roads off of Western Boulevard are also snow-covered with about 2 to 3 inches of... And there's also ice underneath that snow and sleet on the side roads on NC State campus.
Okay, Roger, we copy. Bob, you get it?
Yeah, appreciate the report, Kevin, WX4MMM.
I'm sorry, Kevin, I called you the wrong name. Beg your pardon.
No problem. K4BGM monitoring.
K0RUX, please go ahead with your report.
Okay, Kilowatt Zero Oscar United X-ray, K0OUX, handles Vic, Chapel Hill, 1/4 mile east of Martin Luther King, Piney Mountain Road. There is 4.5 inches at ground level, driveway, where it's warmer, 6 inches on a snowboard. Started snowing last night at about 7:10, continued through the evening. Currently have light sleet and ice crystals. K0OUX.
K0OUX, do you have your accumulation from the last hour, sir?
Last hour has been strictly sleet, just ice crystals, no further accumulation.
It's safe to call that a trace.
QSL.
And your rate of precipitation this time?
Currently a trace of sleet and ice coming down.
All right, we'll call that light. Thank you very much. K0OUX, I got it that time. Thank you for your report. Any other stations that would like to check in with reports for the Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Weather Net?
November 4, Victor, Quebec Tango, Southern Granville County.
N4VQT, go ahead with your report, your name and location, please.
Roger, this is N4VQT, name here is Rick. I'm located in Southern Granville County near the intersection of 56 and 96. Current temperature is 23.2 degrees. We've got 4 inches of snow here with 1 inch of slush as a base. The winds are east to northeast at about 5 miles per hour. It is currently coming down light snow slash sleet. N4VQT.
KD4VQE, KD4AGQ, thank you for your report. Any other stations, go ahead with your call net control. Any other stations with reports for the Central Carolina Skywarn winter weather net, please call net control, KD4AGQ. WX4MMM, KD4HEQ, I've got one.
Okay, Dan, I'll go ahead, WX4MMM.
Okay, KD4HEQ, intersection of Allard and Lyons Road in Chapel Hill. At 10:30, we had snow, very light. Hourly accumulation was a trace. Total accumulation remains at 6.56, temperature 22. Winds were variable predominantly from the northeast. Road surfaces is 3.5 inches covered with snow over ice. I'll copy.
Roger, copy. WX4MM.
This is KD4AGQ with Central Carolina Skywarn. The next winter weather net will be held at 11:30 on this repeater. If you observe a significant change in precipitation, such as a changeover from rain to sleet, sleet to snow, or vice versa, please call net control before the next scheduled net. The winter weather net is now closed. On behalf of Central Carolina Skywarn, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater, the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority, and all stations for their reports, and we had some nice reports in this session. I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. This is KD4AGQ.
Skywarn, clear.
KD4AGQ, clear.
WX4MMM, clear.
KJ4BPV, NC4VA.
NC4VA, KJ4BPV.
Hey, Scott. I'll be doing the copying for you for the 1130 net.
Okay, sounds good, Virginia. KJ4BPV, clear.
NC4VA.
Your 11:30 a.m. winter weather net.
Skywarn active.
This is KJ4BPV, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo, Papa Victor. Name here is Scott, located northern Johnston County. Calling the Central Carolina Skywarn winter weather net. Central Carolina Skywarn will now take winter weather reports. We are operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup is the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. Our second backup is the K4ITL 147.135 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our third backup is the WB4TQD 145.39 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Youngsville and is temporarily off the air. Our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. Those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. The Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Weather Net is a directed net, and all stations are encouraged to participate. The National Weather Service has issued a severe winter storm warning, effective until 12 midnight this evening, for all of the counties in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. A winter storm warning remains in effect until midnight tonight. The governor of North Carolina has declared a state of emergency. Precipitation types and accumulation. Light to moderate sleet and freezing rain will taper off.
off from west to east by early afternoon. A very light and intermittent freezing drizzle is expected during the mid and late afternoon hours. Additional light sleet and ice accumulations are expected across the sand hills and coastal plain through early afternoon. After sunset, a few bands of light snow and sleet are expected to redevelop, and isolated additional snow and sleet accumulations of less than an inch will be possible across the sand hills and coastal plain between sunset and midnight. Timing and duration. Widespread precipitation will begin to end from west to east this afternoon. Light and intermittent precipitation is expected to continue through mid to late afternoon. Bands of light precipitation are expected to redevelop after sunset. Accumulations of snow and sleet are significantly impacting travel across the warning area. The State Patrol is reporting over 600 vehicle accidents statewide. Temperatures are expected to remain well below freezing through midday Monday, allowing road surfaces to remain very icy. Any travel across the area is highly discouraged unless it is an emergency. Periods of freezing rain combined with wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour could result in some power outages across the area this afternoon and evening. Additionally, wind chill values will fall into the single digits late this afternoon through the overnight hours. The National Weather Service is seeking reports of precipitation type and accumulation. We will take winter weather reports at the bottom of each hour until the National Weather Service indicates the event is over. During each net, we will ask for the following information: your call sign and name, location, precipitation type, snow, sleet, freezing rain, rain, mixed precipitation with a predominant type, rate of precipitation, light, moderate, heavy, any changeover in precipitation type, measured accumulation, accretion in the past hour, measured total event, accumulation, accretion, temperature if possible, wind speed and direction and if possible, sustained, not blinking, power outage, and road conditions. We will now accept check-ins from stations that have winter weather reports. To check in, please call Net Control, KJ4BPV. Pause the check for doubling, and when clear, give your call sign, name, and locations. Once all stations have check-in, we will call you for your winter weather report. Stations with reports, please call Net Control, KJ4, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Papa Victor now.
KJ4BPV. KD4ATQ, Dan in Chapel Hill.
Net Control, KV4BBC, KI4GBE, Ricky in Rosewood.
KJ4BPV. Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Tango Alpha, Sandy in Rollsville.
KJ4BPV. KI4FIX, James in Four Oaks.
KJ4BPV. Kilo 4 Bravo Golf Mike, K4BGM with a report to relay.
Okay, let's get started at the top of the list. Dan, KD4ADQ, go ahead with your report, please.
KJ4BPV, this is KD4ATQ. Name is Dan. I'm located at Allard Road and Lyons Road in Chapel Hill. The 1130 observations, we had sleet, very light, two hundredths of an inch accumulation in the last hour. Our total is roughly 6.76 inches. Temperature was 22. Wind was 3 from the northeast.
NC4VA.
KJ4ZBE, Ricky, go ahead with your report, please.
Yeah, good morning. This is KI4ZBE in Wayne County, Rosewood, North Carolina. It's been sleeting heavily here since about 20 minutes to 8 last evening, and the temperature is 24 degrees, and about 10:42 the sleet tapered off and changed over to fine snow. And then the sleet restarted about 10:45, and it's sleeting heavily here now, and the wind's out of the north at about 5 miles per hour, and the roads are packed with ice and sleet, and are very treacherous to drive. I've only seen one person out on a pickup truck, but other than that, there's been nobody out on the roads, and like I said, the temperature's 24 degrees. And sleet's falling very heavily. And that's 6 centimeters for KI4ZBE back to next control.
Thank you, Ricky, for your great report. Next up, KJ4HTA, Sandy. Please go ahead with your report, please.
1 second, if you would. Sandy, if you'll hold your report. Did Ricky have an accumulation?
Yes, Virginia, I got an accumulation of 4 inches.
Okay, thanks, Ricky, and sorry about that, Sandy. Go ahead.
KJ4BPV, this is KJ4HTA. No problem, Virginia. I understand completely. I'm at half a mile south of Burlington Mills of 401. Again, the name is Sandy, in Rollsville. The precipitation we have right now is seems to be just sleet, and it has gone from light to moderate to light sleet. I need to make a correction on the last hour's report on the accumulation. I had originally said it was from 1 to 2 inches. It's actually closer to 4 inches here in Rollsville. Temperature is 25.3 degrees, and the roads are snow-packed and icy. KJ4HCA.
NC4VA, copy.
Sandy, give your location, and I have Rollsville, and you listed a half a mile south of something, and I think you gave me two roads. If you just give me a road and the closest road to you, that'll be fine.
Roger, yeah, we're half a mile south of Rollsville on 401 Lewisburg Road.
What's the closest street intersecting 401?
Burlington Mills and 401.
Got it. Thank you. NC4VA, back to net.
James, KI4FIX, please go ahead with your report, please.
KJ4BPV, this is KI4FIX. It's 26.6 degrees. Sleet and snow mix, sleet being the predominant. It's about a moderate fall. 1.25 inches of accumulation, and currently only trace as a difference between last hour and this hour. Road conditions are packed and icy, and very little traffic on 701 Highway.
James, what is your location again, please?
701 Highway between Newton Grove and Smithfield, Johnston County, about a quarter mile from Peach Orchard Road.
Okay, and you said your total accumulation was 1.25 inches, is that correct?
Roger.
NC4VA, did you copy?
I copy. NC4VA.
Kevin, K4BGM, go ahead with your report, please.
KJ4BPV, this is K4BGM. This report is being relayed from someone else. The time of this report is 10:31 a.m. It is not present. Again, the time is 10:31 a.m. for this report. He said his total accumulation was 4.0 inches. His location is in West Raleigh for Wake County. Specifically, he's at Gorman Street near Avent Ferry,
That's Gorman Street near Avon Ferry. Again, total of 4.0 inches, and this is being relayed from a train Skywarn spotter.
Okay, Kevin, did he say what type of precipitation was falling?
No, he did not. That's all the information he gave me.
Okay, NC4VA, copy.
Sure do. Thanks, Kevin. NC4VA.
Are there any other stations with winter weather reports that would like to check in? If so, please call Net Control, KJ4BPV, Kilo Juliet 4 Bravo, Papa Victor.
NC4BJ. KJ4BPV, NC4BJ.
NC4BJ, KJ4BPV. Please go ahead with your report, BJ.
Thank you, sir, and good morning all. This is NC4BJ. I'm in Dunn, North Carolina, and at my home location at 306 North Orange Avenue, which is North Dunn, North End Dunn, the only thing I can see, I'm a little vision impaired, but it looks like we have had and are having about 2.5 to 2.75 inches of sleet and freezing rain. It is sleeting at this time moderately, and according to the Harnett County Airport information, 27 degrees. I don't know anything about whether my accumulation was sleet, snow, or what, because it came during the night, but it was quite heavy at about 3 or 4 o'clock this morning. But accumulation total at this point looks like it's between 2.5 to 2.75 inches, slightly below 3. Over, NC40J.
NC4V8, copy.
Copy that report. Thanks, BJ.
Are there any other stations with winter weather reports that would like to check in? If so, please call Net Control, KJ4BPV.
KJ4BPV. Now this is Whiskey 4, Delta November Alpha, Dave, Eastern Wayne County.
W4DNA Dave, AEC Wayne County. Dave, go ahead with your report, please.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks. Current temperature is 29.3 degrees. We have a wind chill of 23.9. Our dew point is 27.8. Barometer of 104.3, falling rapidly. Winds are from the northeast at 5. Currently sleet. Total accumulation of 1.75 inches. And the bulk of that is sleet. Over.
Dave, what is your location, please?
Roger, we're located on Doris Drive near the intersection of Gold Leaf.
NC4V8, copy.
Copy that report. Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure, Owen. Thanks again. W4DNA.
Are there any other stations with winter weather reports that would like to check in? If so, please call Net Control, KJ4BPV. This is KJ4BPV with Central Carolina Skywarn. The next winter weather net will be held at 12:30 on this repeater. If you observe significant changes in precipitation, such as changeover from rain to sleet, or sleet to snow, or vice versa, please call Net Control before the next scheduled net. The winter weather net is now closed. On behalf of Central Carolina Skywarn, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the reuse of the repeater, and the amateur community for giving Skywarn priority traffic, and all the stations for their reports. Great reports this session, folks. I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. This is KJ4BPV.
Skywarn, clear.
NC4VA, K4BGM.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
Just letting you know, Virginia, I'm back on frequency and monitoring, and I'll be ready to go at 12:30.
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate it. NC4VA.
NC4VA, K4BGM.
Go ahead, Kevin.
If you're still entering reports, Virginia, I have another one for relay.
I am. Go ahead.
Location is in Raleigh, near the intersection of Lake Dam Road and Crab Orchard Drive. That's Lake Dam Road and Crab Orchard Drive. The report is 5.0 inches of total snow and sleet accumulation for the event, and that's coming from a trained Skywarn spotter.
Okay, great. Any current precipitation?
Negative. That's all the information I was given.
Okay, great report. Thanks, Kevin. NC4VA.
K4BGM.
K4BGM, K4BGM, KI4FIX, radio check.
KI4FIX, I believe, K4BGM. You're readable. You sound a little bit distant, and there is some fuzziness and interference there, but you are readable.
Roger, on the HD, just giving it a shout. Thank you.
No problem, K4BGM.
PM Winter Weather Net.
Skywarn active.
This is KJ4BPV, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Papa Victor. Name here is Scott, located in northern Johnston County. Calling the Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Information Net. Central Carolina Skywarn will now take winter weather reports. We are operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. Should this repeater go offline, our first backup is the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Broadway. Our second backup is the K4ITL 147.135 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Our third backup is the WB4TQD 145.39 repeater, also with a tone of 82.5 Hz. This repeater is located in Youngsville and is temporarily off the air. Our fourth backup is the Carolina 440 UHF link system. Those frequencies can be found at www.carolina440.net. The Central Carolina Skywarn Winter Weather Net is a directed net, and all stations are encouraged to participate. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning, effective until 12 midnight this evening, for all of the counties included in the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 11:39 a.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a special weather statement. It reads as follows. Light sleet, occasionally mixed with snow, will continue through mid-afternoon hours across the northern Piedmont and coastal plain with a mixture of light sleet and freezing rain to the south. Although the precipitation will continue to become more showery through the early to mid-afternoon, areas of light sleet mixed with light snow will continue along the northern tier of counties near the Virginia border through 2 o'clock p.m. This includes the areas of Winston-Salem, Greensboro, east through Burlington, Roxboro, Henderson, and Warrenton, further south into Asheboro and the Raleigh areas. Precipitation will continue to fall as sleet mixed with a little freezing drizzle. Additional sleet accumulations of a quarter to
half an inch can be expected. With up to an additional 1/4 to 1/2 inch, I'm sorry, with up to an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow and sleet from Roxborough to Warrenton. The temperatures will remain below 25 degrees through this afternoon. To the south, a mixture of light freezing rain with a little sleet will occasionally fall from Wadesboro and Albemarle to Troy, Fayetteville, Laurinburg, Goldsboro, and Wilson. An additional light coating of near 1/10 of an inch of glaze will likely occur through mid-afternoon. Before the precipitation begins to taper off, the temperatures will remain below freezing through the afternoon. Many roads are snow covered with sleet and or ice. Driving conditions will continue to be hazardous. If at all possible, avoid travel this morning. Once again, a winter storm warning remains in effect for all of Central Carolina until midnight this evening. The National Weather Service is seeking reports of precipitation type and accumulation. We will take winter weather reports at the bottom of each hour until the National Weather Service indicates the event is over. During each net, we will ask for the following information. Call sign and name, location, precipitation type, snow, sleet, freezing rain, rain, mixed precipitation, and the predominant type. Rate of precipitation, light, moderate, or heavy. Any change over in precipitation type. Measured accumulation, accretion in the past hour. Measured total event, accumulation, accretion. Temperature. Measured wind speed and direction. Sustained, not blinking power outages, and road conditions. We will now take check-ins from stations that have winter weather reports. To check in, please call Net Control. Pause to check for doubling, and when clear, give your call sign, name, and location. Once all stations have checked in, we will call you for your winter weather report. Stations with reports, please call Net Control, KJ4BPV now.
KJ4BPV, KI4ZV, Ricky and Rosewood, from Wayne County, North Carolina.
KJ4BPV, this is KI4FIX, James, Johnston County, Highway 701 South.
KJ4BPV. Hello, Scott. Check-in Kilo Delta 4, Alpha Golf, Quebec. Dan in Chapel Hill.
KJ4BPV.
And hello again, Scott. Whiskey 4, Delta November Alpha, East Wayne County.
KJ4BPV. This is November 4, Victor, Quebec Tango, Rick, and Southern Granville County.
Any other stations wishing to check in, please call Net Control, KJ4BPV now. Okay, starting at the top of the list, KI4VBE, Ricky, please go ahead with your report.
Good afternoon. Good morning. This is KI4ZBE. I'm in Western Wayne County in Rosewood, 6 miles west of Goldsboro. It has been sleeting since 20 minutes to 8 last evening, very heavily all night long. And about 20 minutes ago, the sleet tapered off, and it's sleeting very lightly outside now. And we got about 4 inches that I measured. And the temperature is 24 degrees, and we got a north wind at about 5 miles an hour, gusting to 8 or 9 miles per hour, and the roads packed the ice, very treacherous to drive on, and message sent him over for.
Okay, Ricky, have you Wayne County near Rosewood? That is fleeting lightly now, 4-inch accumulation, 24 degrees, winds are out of the north at 5 with gusts to 9, and the roads are ice and snow packed. Virginia, did you copy that?
Affirmative, NC4VA.
Okay, James, KI4FIX in Four Oaks, please go ahead with your report.
KJ4BPV, this is KI4FIX, James, Four Oaks, 701 Highway, base station, quarter mile from Peach Orchard Road, currently 26.6 degrees, winds are 1 to 2 miles per hour out of the north-northwest, slight sleet, accumulation is 1.625, that is a 0.125 change from last hour. The roads are icy, but my wife just told me that the scraper is going down the road now and trying to make a dent in it.
Okay, James, have you from Four Oaks, 26 degrees. Winds are out of the north-northwest at 1 to 2 miles per hour. It is sleeting slightly there, and you have accumulation 1.625 inches, and the roads are reported as icy. Virginia, did you copy that?
Yes, I did. What was his hourly accumulation? I missed that.
I missed that also. James, could you repeat that for us, please?
Hourly accumulation is 0.125 inches.
Thank you very much, sir.
Got it. Thank you.
KD4AGQ, Dan, please go ahead with your report.
KJ4BPV. KD4AGQ, Dan, in Chapel Hill at the intersection of Allard and Lyons Road. The 130 observations has sleet with very, very light hourly accumulations of trace. Total accumulation for the event 676. Temperature 22 degrees. Wind is about 3, predominantly out of the north. And the roads are covered 3.5 inches of snow over ice. KD4AGQ.
Okay, Dan, Chapel Hill, appreciate your report. Reporting light sleet. Trace in the last hour, total accumulation of 6.76 inches, 22 degrees, the winds are out of the north at 3 miles per hour, and the roads are snowpacked and icy there, 3.5 inches on the roads. Virginia, did you copy that?
Affirmative.
Okay, W4DNA, Dave, AEC, Wayne County, please go ahead with your report.
Good afternoon there, Scott. We have a current temperature of 27.7 degrees. Wind chill of 21.9. Dew point of 25.8. Barometer is at 1,011.6 millibars, falling rapidly. Winds are northwest at 5. With light freezing rain. We have a snowboard accumulation of 2 inches. We have ice accrual at 1/8 inch. We're located on Doris Drive near the intersection of Gold Leaf. W4DNA.
Okay, Dave, I have you. Now at 27.7 degrees, wind chill 21.9, dew point of 29.8, barometer is 1,011 millibars, winds are out of the northwest at 5, and light freezing rain at the at this present time with 1/8 inch of ice accrual,
and 2-inch total accumulation.
One correction, Scott. Dew point of 25.8 instead of 29.8, 25.8.
Thank you, Dave. Correction noted. Dew point of 25.8. Virginia, did you copy that?
QSL.
Okay, Rick, N4BQT, please go ahead with your report.
KJ4BPV, this is N4VQT. I'm located up here in southern Granville County at the intersection of 96 and 56. Our temperature is 25 degrees. Our humidity is 79%. Our barometer is 29.28 and falling. Our snow depth is 6 3/4 inches. That's about up an inch and a quarter since my 11 o'clock report, so I don't have an hourly, but that's what I can tell you was last time I checked it. We do have light sleet right now, and I guess that's about the size of it. Our wind speed is about 3 to 4 miles per hour in north-northeast. N4BQT.
Okay, Rick, I have you in southern Granville County. Temperature 29 degrees, humidity 79%, 29.28 on the barometer is falling rapidly. Total snow accumulation of 6.75 inches, and since 11 a.m., 1.25 inches. Light sleet at the present time. Winds are out of the north-northeast at 3 to 4 miles per hour. Virginia, did you copy?
Yes, I did. And after you take the very last report, I do have an announcement to make. NC4VA.
Okay, Virginia. Are there any other stations with winter weather reports that would like to check in? If so, please call Net Control KJ4BPV now. Okay, Virginia, I'll give you a report from my location now.
Great, go ahead.
Highway 39, 1 mile south of the intersection of Highway 231 and 39. Temperature currently is 24 degrees. Winds are out of the north from 15 to 20 miles an hour. They've increased rapidly over the last 30 minutes. And light blowing snow at the present time. Did you copy that, Virginia?
Scott, okay, light blowing snow, 24 degrees, wind out of the north, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Your location, Johnston County, 1 mile south of the, you're on Highway 39, 1 mile south of the intersection of 231 and 39. And did you have a total?
Total for the event, Virginia, was 4.0 inches. I went out and measured it a few minutes ago, and due to the sleet, it has compressed down to about 3 inches.
Understood. Thank you, NC4VA.
Okay. Any other stations with winter weather reports that would like to check in, please call Net Control now, KJ4BPV. NC4VA, KJ4BPV, please go ahead with your announcement, Virginia.
Okay, thank you. I just spoke with the National Weather Service, and I see they have indicated some concern. It says they do. The winter storm warnings that are in effect through midnight are going to remain in effect through midnight, and they will expire on time. They have some concern about an area of expanding precipitation in Middle Tennessee with an upper low, and they do not expect much snow with this, but there could be some burst of snow and sleet possible tonight with that upper low. In light of all this, they have directed us to deactivate at the conclusion of this net. And so if people have further reports, they can send them to the Raleigh National Weather Service via email, and that email address is rah.reports@noaa.gov. Let me share that again, rah.reports@noaa.gov. They can also call the Raleigh National Weather Service with the phone number they received during their spotter training, if they so desire. So they can send it by email, or they can make the telephone call. Should there be any change, significant change, and we're directed to reactivate, we will certainly do so. But again, we will be ceasing operation for this winter weather event per the direction of the National Weather Service at the conclusion of this net. I want to thank all spotters who have participated. The National Weather Service said that the bulk of the reports have come from you, and they're very much appreciated. And I want to thank all the net controls, too, who have done a fabulous job. NC4VA, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Virginia. The winter weather net is now closed. On behalf of Central Carolina Skywarn, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater and the amateur radio community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all stations for their great reports. I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. This is KJ4BPV.
Skywarn, clear.
KJ4BPV, clear.
Great job, Scott.
KD4AGQ.
KD4AGQ, NC4VA. Was that good news?
Well, one thing that I have left out of my reports is that so far I have no accumulation in my downstairs den. KD4AGQ.
You dodged the bullet. That's great. I'm glad there are no flash floods. And I want to thank you for just a top-notch job done today. You and Bob and Kevin and Scott and y'all have just done a terrific job. So thank you very much, and I hope you get out and enjoy a few snowballs in the yard, if nothing else. NC4VA.
NC4VA, KJ4BPV.
Oh, but you didn't get the extra day off.
Well, I don't think we're going to school Monday. Let me put it that way. I will be floored. And I'm not so sure, you know, that Tuesday might not be a delayed opening. We'll have to see.
Roger, you're probably right. Well, call me if you need me. And great job to you, too. I appreciate your kind words. 73, KD4HEQ, clear on your final.
73, and thanks again, and I hope you get to enjoy the rest of the weekend and that you're not called out to do any photographs. And I think KJ4BPV was in there.
Just wanted to say thank you too, Virginia. You put in a lot of hours here, and I don't know how you managed to keep up with all these reports. And once again, like Dan said, if you need me, please call. I'm not going anywhere. KJ4BPV, clear on your final.
Thanks, Scott, and hopefully, like I said, we won't be reactivated later on this evening. Anyway, I'm going to enjoy the rest of the day and snuggle up with the cats on the sofa. I may go outside for a few minutes, too. I did get a little, let's see. Well, all I can tell you is go look at the area forecast discussion and some of the models. Bob Woodson emailed me, and he says, I know it's several days away, he says, but have you seen the GFS model for Friday? Could be interesting. Haven't had a chance to look at it, so take a look when you get a chance. NC4VA.
I will do that. I'm not sure that I want to now, but we'll do that. KJ4BPV, clear.
I understand totally. NC4VA, clear.
I don't want to.
NC4VA, K4BGM.
And there's one of the StarNet controllers, too.
Thank you. Just letting you know, I'm going to go off frequency now, and if you need to get in touch with me later about anything, I'll have my cell phone.
Okay, good deal. Thanks so much again for all your time today and last night. NC4VA.
You're very welcome. K4BGM clear.